For those of you watching the webcam, hi. You're having a very good time because you've just watched us do a major shift in here. Jeb, we have some. We have a lot of people in here.
We do
for this tiny little studio.
It's going to be standing room only before this is over.
It's amazing. We have Robert De Laurentiis, who is a pilot, author, and philanthropist. We have George Kunis, who I know well. He's the publisher and editor-in-chief of Pilot Getaways magazine. And we have Jolie Lucas, who is the creator of a program we're going to talk about here today called Pilot Plus One. But I know Jolie from the AOPA blog. She does some great work. She's also with the Mooney Ambassadors. So Pilot Plus One, tell me what you're doing here.
You bet. What we decided was that we will always inspire the love of flight in children, and that's wonderful. Always do that. But we wanted to educate and inspire the whole airplane. So instead of focusing on just on left seat pilot education, we decided to create Pilot Plus One, which educates the left seat pilot, right seat pilot or companion, and the back seat. We figure that if we get people flying more, going to great destinations, overcoming their fears, knowing what to do in an emergency, then we don't have an 8 to 10 year lag in getting the pilot certificate or getting those airplanes in the air and enjoying our general aviation airports.
Outstanding. There was an old program AOPA used to have called Pinch Hitter.
That's right.
And there's vestiges of it still around in various forms. You don't style yourself after that, of course. There's much more going on. But how do you tackle the issue of emergencies?
That's a great question. Thank you very much. One of the things that I've been doing for several years is touring around the country with my teaching partner, Jan Maxwell, and Catherine Cage. And we do a full day, 1 or 2 day seminar called Right Seat Ready. And our idea is to teach people what to do in case of emergency, but also how to be more engaged with their left seat pilot, so they can help assess their wellness, what's going on with the airplane, and just enjoy the love of flight. So what we're incorporating in Pilot Plus One is 3.5 hours of our Right Seat Ready program. So that way they get the introduction to the safety seminar, but they also get the added benefits of these other wonderful presenters.
So I'm guessing that George's thing in this is the adventure of flying and all the places you can go and really getting that right seat person into the travel side of this.
That's exactly what it is all about. You know, we've been doing this since, we've been writing about fun destinations to go to since 1998. So there are so many amazing places to go. And one of the interesting things that happened when we started the magazine is we, you know, my brother and I who started it, we felt, you know, to pilots that this would be great for pilots. So it turned out shortly after creating the magazine, we started getting letters and emails from people from the, what you would call the non-flying spouse. And they were as excited, if not more excited, about the destinations that we featured. One lady actually wrote something that was really powerful. She said, "You saved my marriage." She goes,
"Whoa."
The airplane, you know, and it was interesting because she said the airplane was, in her opinion, the biggest source of contention with her husband.
The other woman.
The other, you know, basically because she's, you know, they were spending all this money for her husband's toy, not her, and she would never participate in it. So aviation to her was the enemy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Pilot Getaways came out and she started reading Pilot Getaways and she's like, this magazine allowed her and opened up a whole world for her to share in the enjoyment of flight with her husband. And then she said basically that brought them closer together. So the airplane, which was at first the enemy, became the thing that actually brought them better together and made their marriage more sound. And that was a very powerful thing for me.
One of the things that you do so well with Pilot Getaways that is different from other aviation magazines is you build the travelogues like Travel and Leisure does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very familiar kind of format. And for somebody who's not a pilot, you've still got technical stuff in there. There's no question about that. And so there's things pilots can grab onto, and you've got airport diagrams and a lot of information about arrivals, departures, things like that. But you have the hotels, and you have the beautiful pictures, and It's cool.
Yeah, it's we try to design it in such a way so that you can pick up a magazine and just go and actually not just read about other people's adventures, but actually do that adventure yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, Robert, what's your part in all this?
You know, I have a very specific job in this, and it's lecturing on the overcoming fear portion of flying. And like Jolie said, they're trying to pull the people from the right seat into the left. And if you think about it, the person in the right seat probably has the time and resources to fly. There's just something that's holding them back. And in the process of talking about overcoming that fear, all pilots naturally have fear as well. I mean, it's what keeps us alive. So being in touch with that, learning how to move past it, is what I talk about. And somewhere along the way, at about 14,000 feet over the Strait of Malacca, when my engine failed and I coasted the 19.6 nautical miles, I became an expert on overcoming the fear. And that is the opening few pages of Zen Pilot, Flight of Passion.
Wow. This is a beautiful book, Zen Pilot, Flight of Passion. And you know, the subtitle is And the Journey Within. So, I mean, for such a short period of time of your life, if you think about it, it inspired this entire book.
Well, it's 5 minutes of my life and then the probably month it took to get across the Pacific Ocean. But the thing that's unique about Zen Pilot and some of the things that I share in the presentation is that, you know, a lot of people teach you to become a better pilot. Zen Pilot's about flying and what it teaches us about life. And the reality is the fear that we experience in the plane is also the fear we experience in life. And getting past that is a big part of this Pilot Plus One program.
Well, it sounds, Jolie, like you've got the building blocks for something very, very unusual. Who else have you pulled into this project?
Well, we've pulled in somebody very well known at EAA. He was the chief photographer for many, many years, Jim Kepnick. So he's an award-winning aviation photographer. And Jim will be talking about aviation photography for the pilot and the passenger. And so the lecture is about how to use your iPhone and get those great pictures in the air and at your wonderful destination that George will be telling our attendees about.
Nobody does it better than Jim.
No, nobody does it better than Jim. But I got to tell you, you're absolutely right. Cell phone cameras and how they've advanced have changed the way I do things in the airplane. I have an airplane. You can't open the window now. It's you know, it's got the gullwing doors. And so my cell phone is something that I've learned to keep right by my knee. Because every now and again, you just see a cloud formation, or you see, you know, a stunning set of islands or patterns in the waves, or you see the bottom when you're flying around the Bahamas, and it's just gorgeous, and you just can't stand not to take a picture. But I almost never pull out my good camera anymore.
They say that the best camera is the one that you have in your hand,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is become true. Beyond what I could ever imagine, one of my best pictures from New Zealand last year, I shot out of the window of an A320. I kid you not. And it's glaciers. And I shot it with my cell phone camera. And I came home, and it's got a 16 megapixel camera. And it was fantastic. Jolie, where can people find more information?
You bet. Well, we are touring with AOPA. So we are providing the Friday seminar for one of the AOPA regionals. So we will be in Norman, Oklahoma. We'll be in Groton, Connecticut, and we'll end in Tampa, Florida. So what we're encouraging people to do is go to aopa.org and to register for Pilot Plus One. The other thing I can't leave without saying is thanking our sponsors for our door prizes. We have some phenomenal door prizes provided by great folks like Lightspeed Aviation and Whelan Landing Lights, Concord Batteries, and you'll just have to come and find out about it. But aopa.org, to get in contact with me, is mooneygirls.com or mooneyambassadors.com.
What about you, George?
I'm at, very easy to remember, pilotgetaways.com.
Are you guys here on the field?
We're not on the field this year. I'm sort of mobile. You may see me walking around dragging a cart of magazines with me, but yeah, I'm here and there.
You're here and there. Okay, that sounds good. Robert, are you signing books here at the show?
You know, I am signing books. I have two presentations on Saturday. One of them is at the EAA Pavilion at 11:30, and I'll also be in the AOPA tent at 2 o'clock. And then, of course, Aircraft Spruce always has the book available.
Ah, very good. So that's what, aircraftspruce.com?
Exactly. No hyphen.
No hyphen.
I did forget. I'm sorry to interrupt, but George Kunis and Jim Kepnick will be speaking at AOPA on Saturday at 1 p.m., so right before Robert. And so you'll be talking about fun places to fly in each of the regions of the United States, and Jim will be doing the abbreviated photography.
Wow, cool. That's going to be really exciting. So you've got an incredibly busy Saturday at the Big Blue Tent that's almost at Air Show Center.
Yeah. There should be a lot of traffic through there. What do you have to suggest to non-pilots?
Oh, to non-pilots as far as here at AirVenture?
Yes.
Well, I think that asking questions, getting involved, walking up to an old timer and asking them about flying, you're going to hear some great stories. And so I think this is a great big family for us. I'm at the Mooney booth all week, and so come and see us.
Sounds good.
Robert De Laurentiis, George Kunis, and Jolie Lucas, thank you so much for taking the time to come over to EAA Radio and talk with us today.
Thank you so much.